my whole life before.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha. And mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And I want to apologize for the last two Saturdays of reruns. Had an important meeting to go to, and it was quite sad and quite successful. Two of my very, very good friends on the mainland had passed away, and that was really sad. So I always say, look at my website, read that poem, If I Knew. Okay? Because life is not forever. We don't know when it ends. But you want to get everything, all the loose ends, before it ends. But anyway, so sorry for the reruns. We're here live today, so you can give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. The one thing that I have to recommend to all of you, it's highly recommended that before you drive your car, get there early and make sure the windows are clean. Clean the windows, because the dust on the window makes the vision hard when the sun shines on that dust. Okay? Clean your windows. Look at the Indy cars, and especially the NASCAR. When the cars come in the pit, they always clean the windshield. Okay? There's a reason for that. It's far easier and far safer to drive with clean windows. Okay? Highly recommended. And to use Rain-X, the water repellent on your glass. The best thing to use. Okay? Anyway, the other thing that I recommend is checking your tire pressure. A lot of tire shops, not only here, but on the USA, lower the tire pressure. Okay? Highly recommended to run 44 pounds minimum. Okay? It keeps the car more stable. If you go and check NHRA drag racing, they used to run very low tire pressure. Not anymore. They're running higher. Why? Safety. It's safer. Okay? Anyway, I've met some very, very interesting people. And this people I met on the mainland was from China. Okay? And we were talking, and they barely could speak English. We were talking about the environment. And they agreed. Environment is really, really bad. Well, you go check out China. China is terrible. The mainland, USA, the air is terrible. But what happened with this so-called emission controls? Emission controls, folks, does not get rid of the poisonous gases. Okay? Those poisonous gases eat oxygen. It eats oxygen. Now, ethanol produces oxygen. That's why Henry Ford, way back when he made the first car, recommended ethanol as the best fuel for the world. But did the human race listen? No. The human race never listens to the right stuff. They only listen to the wrong stuff. Well, China is now very interested in ethanol because they're suffering over there from bad air. Other countries are stepping up. Look at the computer and look at Brazil. Brazil went to 100% ethanol back in 1955. And today, they're very wealthy. They went from third world to okay, rich people. It's common sense. Look at Hawaii's history.
When Sunday right after Thanksgiving on the 27th.
Okay.
Hopefully you're going to come on out and visit with us and walk around, talk with everyone.
Why can't you put up the sign early?
Well, you know, these are all private property, yeah? So condominiums and things like that, they don't want signs going up. And we can't put it up at the school because technically it's not a school event. It is an outside event with in conjunction with the Moanalua Lions Club and the Moanalua Leo Club. They will be helping us there. So it's sort of like a school event, but, it's not a school-sponsored event. Not a deal, not an official DOE event, so we can't put up our signage early.
But the politicians do it.
Well, not on school property. Yeah. So we have to put it off. We have to see. Maybe we can get some of the condominium associations to put the signs on their fences. And
that would be nice.
If we can do that, then maybe we can get it up earlier.
Yeah.
But should be at the Sunan parking lot. It's a big parking lot right at the beginning of Salt Lake, so, right off Salt Lake Boulevard. So it should have a pretty good turnout. We're probably going to have to double park some cars, but we'll make room. We'll make sure we have enough room for everybody. And if you're coming out, make sure you bring some sunscreen if you're going to stay. If you want to bring a pop-up tent for your car club or your club, for your car, you're welcome to do that too, and some chairs to sit down.
Okay,
we'll see you then. Thanks, George. Hope you had a great trip and had fun at SEMA last week.
Oh, I did.
Okay, well, take care. I'll listen to the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's
real fine, my. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real
fine. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great here, and I just want to share some love with everybody today. Folks, the election is over. Let's stop being mad at each other, and your rent's still going to be due at the beginning of the month. So we just got to move along. So how was your trip, George? You have a good time?
It was good and bad.
Oh, well, tell us the good. Tell me something good.
Well, got to see a lot of new products and some products that we're going to try to do in Hawaii. And I learned more about gasoline there.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, hopefully it works out. But, you know, Hawaii's tough on new stuff.
Yeah, and I got the opportunity to meet and talk with a Shell engineer there.
Oh, okay. Well, anything like you could share that,
well,
you have some kind of secret gas coming down the line?
Well, he disagreed with me about methanol in the gas. And when I questioned him about ethanol not being corrosive and damaging, because I tested it in a plastic bottle for years and years and years with all the parts they say it damages and nothing ever happened, he just got upset and walked away.
Oh, no. Well, that's how you convince people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away. Oh, I don't like your answer. Bye.
Yeah.
reminds me of something else. But anyway, well, good. Glad to have you back. And folks, like I said, everybody, hug your friends and neighbors, hug your family, and let's smile and move along.
That's right.
And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. If you have a question or announcement, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Anyway.
Did you see at that show, you saw an early model Mustang.
Yeah, I saw a 1965 Fastback Mustang. And folks, you know, I was kind of losing hope in the young people. But that Mustang changed everything. You know, that Mustang, a 65 Fastback, was completely restored by young people, no older than 16. And when I looked at it, the teacher was there from the high school. I could not believe him. And SEMA won't allow people, children younger than 16.
No, 18. 18.
16. Anyway, that's what he said. Anyway, I saw it, and it was awesome. Awesome. They painted the car. They did everything. It was just beautiful. I mean, unbelievable. Out of this world. So these young folks, they got it. They're really good. Just imagine down the road, they get older. Even better. So I've been telling Steve Anoy, Celine Steve, you gotta see that Mustang. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And there was no power brake booster. They don't use power brake boosters. Race cars don't use power brake boosters. They just use good brake system and good master cylinder. And it stops just like power brakes. So, and it, you have a lot more room without the power booster on there. But it's really nice. Really, really nice. Interior, bodywork, suspension, engine, everything. So nice. So nice. Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
We have Pat from Honolulu.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, George. I got a simple question. Check engine. So, on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
How important? I want to turn it off and all that stuff.
Okay. First of all, what kind of gas are you using?
I just purchased a vehicle, so really I don't know. That's it. True answer. I just got it less than a week ago.
90% of the time is the fuel.
Service engine soon. The light stays on.
Yeah.
So,
what kind of car?
It's a Ford pickup.
Okay.
So, and the old days, you know, you could press a button and it erases, huh?
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
No. You gotta scan the computer, find out what it is, and then erase the code.
Oh, and boy, major.
More than likely, it's the O2 sensors, oxygen sensors on the exhaust pipe.
Yeah, I got two of them, I know that for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, by using bad gas, it'll throw the check engine light.
I see. So today's gas. It's still Shell.
Shell Premium is your best play.
In any station within the city, or
no? I'm sorry, but the only three that I can recommend, you know, without a doubt, is Pa'ol Valley.
I see.
McCully and Baratena.
Okay.
And Kahala.
Okay, got it.
Okay, all the rest is
fill it up and
low.
Some of that in and see what happens. Yeah. Will the light go off if
No.
Still got to go into a ticket.
You got to have it scanned and removed.
Yeah. Did you open your shop yet? Will you open? Or
we just got back, so we got to work with the person that has that space available.
I see.
And try to set it up. Oh. So hopefully in a couple weeks.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, right on. I'll keep checking.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Aloha. Okay. If you have a question, give us a call. 808-524-1080. You know, a lot of people spread stuff around that's not true, like the ethanol. And the one thing that I was surprised, any of you know of this car builder, famous car builder, Boyd Collington. He builds all these Vickies and 32 Fords, the coupes and stuff like that. Beautiful cars, beautiful, most beautiful. Okay? He passed away. And soon after, I got word that his wife passed away. So I thought, well, that's it. Well, at the SEMA show, I ran into his wife. And we talked story, and very interesting how people spread stuff around that's not true. She's healthy and well and alive. You have a call?
Yes, we have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. I've been listening about you talking about the ethanol. What gas station sells it, and is it mixed with the methane? And if it is, you don't recommend using.
Well, the gas.
Well, I'll hang up and.
The gas that you buy from the gas stations, every brand, has about 6 to 8% ethanol, supposedly ethanol, but it is not 100% pure ethanol. The ethanol has been blended with methanol, and the methanol is what's causing the damage across the USA. Because methanol is very damaging, and it's not recommended. Methanol by itself will not mix with gas, but when you mix it with ethanol, it will mix with gas. See, it's to give ethanol the bad name that it's corrosive and all of that. And I know for a fact that ethanol is not corrosive, not damaging to the engine or anything, because I've been running it for over 10 years. I have no problem. And if ethanol was bad, the Indy cars wouldn't be running it. And also NASCAR. And Brazil wouldn't be as successful from 1955 to now using ethanol.
Where do they sell those higher concentrations?
I bring in ethanol from Brazil.
Are you bringing it in from Brazil?
Yes, and I sell it. I want to make it in Hawaii, but the politicians and everything is against it, and I can see how it will help Hawaii. If it helped Brazil, it can help Hawaii. And I was at the Jews campaign, the dinner party, the election night, and I ran into a Filipino guy that barely speak English, and he was looking for me. So we talked, and he said, Philippines want to go to ethanol because Philippines is struggling just like Brazil was struggling years ago. So they want to go with sugarcane ethanol and bring the economy up in Brazil. And I told him, yes, we can do it. So there's a possibility that we may be working with the Philippines.
Oh, that's good.
But why not Hawaii?
Well. Right. Well, I wish you well on your project.
I'm trying for the people.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And that, my friends, might be the answer to curbing the homeless problem. You know, they're pushing the homeless people here, there, everywhere. That's not right. Walk in the other man's shoe, then decide. Okay? And what I know is years ago, back in the 50s, 1 hour minimum wage, 1 hour's minimum wage, you could go to the movie and buy lunch and a drink. Today's minimum wage, folks, you cannot even get into the theater. So, it's off balance. The only way to bring the balance back is you got to get industries that would hire people with higher than minimum wage. And ethanol is one project that we can do in Hawaii with Hawaiian sugarcane. By the way, Hawaiian sugarcane is the best in the world. It makes more power, better mileage than any sugarcane in the world. We have a gold mine, and we're not using it. Why is that? Does that make sense to you? It'll open up jobs for thousands of people. I don't know. All I can do is say, if nobody is listening, it will never happen. So anyway, if you have a problem with your car, give me a call, 808-524-1080. I think it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, this voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just a reminder, again, the Toys for Tots is on Sunday, November 27th from 8 a.m. to noon. Sunday, November 27th, 8 a.m. to noon. Okay? Okay.
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, George? I'm glad you went to the SEMA show. I've never been there. I've never been back to the Maine for 30 years. I always wanted to go. But anyway, I wanted to bring up a few things real quick. You know, I'm so disappointed in our people. Yeah, they voted for Caldwell again. You know, the guy's a lame duck. Guaranteed he's going to get worse. He don't care. The taxes is going to go up big time. Everything. The rail's going to collapse. And
yep.
I don't know. It's just, did you would have brought prosperity back to Honolulu, and maybe even I was hoping that maybe after his bid for mayor, maybe he could become the governor. I thought he would probably be the best governor since Frank Fossey. I mean, best mayor since Frank Fossey. But as you were saying, you know, you don't understand, well, maybe you know probably, but, you know, getting a plantation to have sugarcane and maybe perhaps a manufacturing plant and distribution and all that for ethanol, probably almost an impossibility. But yeah, with this present government and the politicians, their mindset and that one party system probably might not even cannot happen. We need a change in government, but the people always vote for the same thing. And the worst part is, most of the people don't vote, so the same people get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said a long time ago, way back, I had a friend, they were missionaries to Brazil. Yeah, they left in 1980. They were missionaries there for 30 years. And when they came back, so on the internet the other night, they had that Brazil Summer Olympic Games. If you look at the city, the infrastructure, and the stadiums, and everything, the building, shopping, unbelievable over there.
Yep.
The economy is booming over there.
Yep.
And
not
then,
here.
Oh, huh?
Not
what?
Here.
Not, can be, but we need to change a lot of things, or improve things, get rid of the bad thing. But, you know, as far as this ethanol, these lies and smoke and mirrors, the big guy is Frank Young. Who is Frank Young? I remember him. I know about him for over 20 years. He used to have a Chevron station in Kohala. The guy's probably the biggest representative for the gasoline or oil industry in Hawaii. And I believe everything is all wrapped up. The politicians all paid off, and the media and
hey,
the government.
Hey,
and the,
Bruce, we got to go to a station break.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So anyway, drag racing tomorrow morning, Sunday, 6 a.m. for qualifying at 11 for the finals to 2 p.m.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
You take care.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my...
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and serve Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. It was nice seeing you election night.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice night.
I came back. They didn't have any more food.
You snooze, you lose.
But anyway, my clock in my car, sometimes it's lightly lit. Sometimes it's getting fading. What's the problem?
The bulb.
What bulb? What do you mean?
The bulb in the clock.
Oh, can I fix it myself?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't bother with it.
Okay. Because you don't really need a clock. If I want, I can put in my own clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080.
Just curious, why can't she fix it herself? Because she has to take the dash out or something?
Yeah, in the old days it was very simple. And today, the newer cars is really humbug. Today's cars, every one of them, you have to pull the whole dashboard off, steering, everything comes off. It's a major, major job. So the good old days was pull the pack, got the AC, it's done. But I guess the manufacturers make it this way so that it discourages people from keeping the car. You go and buy a new car. Okay? The same with transmissions. Transmissions used to be very easily fixed. Now, it's computer controlled and costs you arm and a leg to repair a transmission. Everything's more expensive to fix on the newer cars. So, you the people need to take better care of your car. Now, who's listening?
Well, things today are not made as well as yesterday.
And that's true, but it takes more tender, loving care. And today's people hop in, start it up, and drive off. Don't even think about changing the oil, putting good gas, nothing.
Checking your tire pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They don't care. So you ask them to wax the car? You're talking Greek to them. They don't understand what is that. So that's why you see a lot of detailing shops open up. Well, if you don't have the time to wash your car, take it to McKinley Car Wash. They do a great job. I saw them do a car wash on washing cars, and wow, awesome. It's like having the car detailed. If you need cleaning stuff and raw purple oil, go and see Crestec Cleaning Center. Oh, Crested Cleaning Center has some awesome stuff there. Real awesome. And if you got spills in the car, on the carpet, upholstery, whatever, use the EnviroClean. It's good. It sucks it all up. It really works. Go get a bag of EnviroClean, stick your hand in it, move it around, pull it out, pull your hand out. Your hand, your skin is going to be all dry, dry, dry. It absorbs all the natural oil from your skin. It's very good stuff. Okay? So, wherever there's a spill, it's really good. Okay? Now, the police and emergency vehicles that run down the road, lights flashing, sirens going. Folks, you need to move aside. Make room. Think, if there was your family member, or if you were supposed to get that emergency call, how would you feel if everybody else blocked the thing from coming to you? That's not good. In the old days, instantly people make room. Today, people don't make room. They don't even let the vehicles go across the intersection.
What's the correct way to get out of the emergency vehicle's way?
Everybody moves to the side. If it's on the freeway, left side move to the left, right side move to the right. Let the emergency vehicle go down the middle. You can make room. But no, people don't do it. You can see it on the sidewalks, every place, the people like that. They don't think of each other.
Well, sometimes it's hard. You know what I notice? Like, if you want to pull over, but the car behind you is still going forward, so you can't pull over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They don't think. People don't think. But if you go back in the early days, people had consideration. They all move aside. They open up. But not today. Maybe the police department got to tag them more.
But wasn't there an incident where somebody pulled over on the side and went off the road and damaged their car?
Yep. I mean, not that far. Not that far. Okay? But the other thing is, okay, when you get ticketed for an insurance card not being in the car, why is it that you cannot send in an affidavit to the court to show that you did have insurance? What's wrong with that? The courts are busy, but instead of cutting it and just saying, okay, you're okay, don't have to come in, they want you to come in and make the line longer.
Because they're saying that it may not be an original. See, all these other people that don't have insurance is the ones that causing all this problem.
Well, all they can do is pick up the phone and call the insurance company to verify.
Yeah, you would think so, though, that with all the computer age, they could do that.
They don't have common sense. I tell you. It's so sad. They have the modern equipment of computers, but they have no common sense. That's what the people need.
And then when you go there, you have insurance, so you show proof you have insurance. And they tell you this weird thing, like you can use your one-time good faith and get it dismissed. Why would you do that on something so trivial like that? Like, you have insurance.
That's why this whole system in Hawaii is so upside down. And it's all that way because you... What else is new? They want to make Hawaii the highest vehicle registration in the USA. They want to be number one. And if you look at the tourist industry, the tourist industry is down. Why? It's common sense, folks. You're going to spend thousands of dollars, $3,000 or $4,000, to come visit Hawaii and see the same thing you see back home? I don't think so. But it's happening. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara on the line again from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
George, you use the word that's the right way to say things. Common sense is ignorance. And I think people have to have sense, because you would be among the people who have sense. And most of us have common sense, which is ignorance and stubbornness and whatever.
No, common sense passed away in the 60s. It died.
Well, I don't know the history, but all I know is today's people don't...
Different.
Yeah. So we got to use sense instead of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep. And the people in Las Vegas, terrible. They'll cut right in line and don't even think about it. The guy's telling him, hey, there's a line here. He ignores it. Unbelievable. Unreal. But anyway, it's good to be back. The air in Hawaii is nice and clean. The air in Vegas is very chemical smelling. Anyway, it's like I said, it's very good to be back. And I'm really sorry about the last 2 weeks. You know, if I could have done a live broadcast from Vegas, I would have done it. But that was impossible, so we did a rerun. Okay? So it's time to say aloha, and for all of you to take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Wash your cares.